Do you feel like your business is running your life instead of the other way around? I'm Roy Castleman. I've built multiple seven-figure companies, worked across continents, and coached high-performing entrepreneurs. But I've also been completely burnt out. At one point, I was barely seeing my daughter, drowning in stress, and one step away from walking away from it all. That's when I made a decision to build a business and a life that works for me. The journey became Elevate 360. A system to help business owners reclaim their time, find their energy again, and get back in control without sacrificing growth. And this podcast, Power Movers, is where I share real stories behind that shift. Each week, you'll hear from entrepreneurs, founders, and leaders who've walked through the fire and come out of the other side with clarity, courage, and a system that works. If you're ready to build a business that gives you more life instead of taking it away, you're in the right place.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. I'm here today with David Naylor. Did I say that right? Yeah. Close enough. And I'm going to talk about using AI to have an outside brain. And what does this actually mean? And David works with Notion. He's a Notion consultant. And he came and helped us with something. So welcome, David.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Cool. So tell us a little bit about what you do and where are you in the world?
I'm in Spain. I'm born and raised in Spain. And since you all come here on holidays, I never seen the reason to left.
Fair enough.
So I'm still in Spain.
Where are you in Spain?
Sadly, in the rainy part, in the north, in Galicia.
Okay.
But we have better food than in the south.
I used to visit in Porto Brava a lot. So.
Nice place. But again, we have better food. If you want to enjoy seafood like never before, you need to come to Galicia, for sure.
Cool. I'll put it on the list.
Yeah, please.
Yeah, how do you do what you do?
I'm a Notion consultant, help businesses to build systems to optimize their productivity. Maybe some businesses lack a structure or a solid system. Others maybe have too many apps to run the business. You just spend your day jumping from one app to another, trying to find the information that you need in a particular moment. So I try to consolidate all the information from these apps into Notion and build a system that allows the owners and workers to do what they do better smoothly through Notion. So you only have to open your Notion in the morning and see what's in the menu for you today.
So for those people that don't know Notion, I think a lot of people do. For those people that don't know, Notion is a database tool. Think about SQL. Database was a concept for designers and for other people. And I think what Notion has done is Notion has made it available for the masses. And so many people I speak to, they're like, yes, I've heard about that, but I don't know what to do with it. And Notion has, I started using Notion probably only about a year ago. And for me, it was okay. I know I've got all this data that I need to put in places. So I manually went and started building databases out. And that was okay. I had a few databases and they served a purpose. What I want to really dig into today is that we go through our business lives and we have these silos of information everywhere. And from these silos of information, we're trying to make business decisions. We're trying to look after customers. We're trying to look after suppliers. Having all this information in one place is a good idea. Databases, by their nature, store information very well. Relational databases say that this is related to that, is related to this, so you can pull things. Instead of just off of a spreadsheet, you can pull them together. I suppose you could think of database tables as individual spreadsheets that are properly linked up. What really blew my mind was about 7 or 8 months ago, the connectivity between Notion and large language models came together. I was playing around one day and I was in Claude. And I said, hey, Claude, can you help me in Notion? And I said, yeah, just go and connect. So I connected. And I was like, okay, so what can you do in here? I was like, I can do anything, not quite anything, but I had Notion create me 100 different databases. This brings me to this concept that you have to remain the architect. In your business, you have to remain the architect. and you have to know what you want, know what problem you're trying to fix with it. And then whenever you let the AI tools go away and play with this, you have to put the guardrails in.
I was telling you before we started that many people ask Claude to build the Notion systems for them, but they forgot to give Claude some constraints. And then Claude goes crazy and creates a lot of different databases with an insane number of properties in each database. And then it's super difficult to use the system. If you have clear vision of what you need, it's much better than asking Claude, build this for me. I want 3, 4, maybe 5 databases for this and that. And I think that I need these properties. And Claude will do that to perfection. You can also ask Claude to review the system and suggest optimizations, maybe an extra database, maybe some other 2 properties that you didn't think about. But if you give Claude full freedom, Claude will create a system for Claude, not for you. And then you have the problem to understand what Claude just built for you and then try to use it.
Yeah. I'm busy doing, I'm just about to release my community. So I'm starting a community for business owners. And just to give people an example, I have a business brain in my system. So my Notion is a business brain. And within this business brain, I'm allowing all the different entities within the company. So you've got your visionary, your operator, so the top 2 people, then you've got your marketing, your sales, your operations, your accounts, your admin. And each of these things is a top pillar. And for each of these things, I'm taking people through a set of learnings around the business operating system that I teach, which is called BossUp. And within this business operating system, there's core competencies that you learn. And it's too much for us to take on at once. Most business owners are busy already, right? So the concept is that I have this Notion template and database that I set up for everybody. And they come along and I give them a template and say, okay, David, this is your database. And what we're going to do is we're going to connect it to your Claude and we're going to fill it up. And we're going to teach you how to do this. So the constraints that I had to put into this was you do it at 9 o'clock at night when you're a bit tired and you say, okay, just go and build me this. And you just get a whole bunch of rubbish. But you get onto the whiteboard and you actually draw it out. What do I want? And then you say to Claude, what I'm doing at the moment is this and this. So can you please tell me what it is that I should be doing in each of these databases? Give me the fields that you would recommend putting in there and I'll tell you what I want. So you have to hold the reins quite hard. And when you do this, it comes back with a lot of good things that you didn't think about. You're a whole bunch of rubbish and you need to be able to take the rubbish out and say, no, I don't need that. I don't need this. I don't need that. One of the really cool things is that you can actually get it to remove stuff later and change stuff and move stuff around. But only if you start with this template, right?
You need to start with your idea, right? Like, you are the boss. You have the vision for your business. And then you ask the AI to do the heavy lifting for you.
Yeah.
Or the boring part of the job.
Yeah.
You shouldn't let the AI have the vision for your business or let the AI lead the path to where your business is going. You can ask, maybe argue against this idea that I have, or I'm not sure if this is the right path to follow. Give me the pros and the cons. But you need to be the boss. You need to be the propositive part of the conversation.
The architect.
And then use the AI to reveal your blind spots, maybe to bring to the table something that you are not an expertise.
Yeah.
Because, for example, I'm not a financial expertise. You know, I just ask Claude, I'm trying to build this kind of service, trying to charge this much, and how many clients do I need to run a profitable business? How much do I need? I don't need to go to college and study economics. I can ask Claude, but I need to have some idea of what I'm going.
And all you need to do is you need to start with the problem you've got. If you can articulate the problem that you have, then you can say, I have this problem. Who's the best person in the world to fix this problem? I want you to act as that person and give me good advice. And so, actually, that doesn't sound right. I think the other thing in this journey that has really enlivened me is that as humans, what we do is we store all the stuff in our heads, right? Especially as business owners, we have all the stuff we store in our heads. I'll be sitting and I'll have 20 ideas every day, right? And I'm like, okay, here we go. And then we end up with ChatGPT or Claude thread overwhelm. You have a million threads down the side of your page, right? You know it's in there somewhere. Somewhere it's in there, but can you find it again? Maybe Claude will find it. Maybe you've done it 10 times already, so there's all these different threads. Maybe it just won't find it. And for me, this was the starting point with Notion, right? So I could say, okay, rather than storing the context window and the way that AI thinks is it's like having a new person born every time you talk to it, right? Yeah. And they try to say that it's got memory and it talks and remembers what's been done, but it doesn't. Every time you start a new thread, it goes through it, it tries to pick up some stuff. Yeah. And then it presents it to you. So you're starting fresh. Now imagine you're waking up every morning, you've got no memory of everything, you walk into the room and you're having this conversation. So from Claude's point of view, that's not ideal. So what I was able to do is I was able to say, rather than storing all this information in my head or in my threads, I'll start taking and storing this information in my Notion, right? But I then try to tell some other people what I was doing. And the power of it wasn't coming across because it's so big. Now we're maybe a few steps ahead. So what I said to them is, why don't you just start with something really small, right? Start with a book you're reading. Start with your grocery list. Start with something small. Right? So Claude, I want you to help me build out my grocery list. Create a Notion database. Ask me some questions. Make sure we don't forget anything. Get that done. Use it for something that's effective in your life. And then slowly but surely, as these big ideas come up, every time I have an idea now, I'm like, okay, just pause here. I'm in the middle of my working flow. Pause here. Go to Notion, find this workspace for me and help me build out a page and build out a database. The page is explaining the spaces in the database if I need to put fields in there. And that's literally allowed me to get all the stuff in my head out of
Yeah.
my head. Right?
And it's super relieving. It's out. I have room for new thoughts and new ideas. I don't need to remember anything anymore. I have everything in my Notion. I can ask the AI to go to these pages or go to this database, read it all over again, and from there, we start today a fresh new chapter. It's even relaxing. You
It's
don't
very
have
nice.
this pressure to remember everything, or I like the other conversation so much, and this point was so accurate for what I want to do. You just store this information the moment you spot it in your Notion, and then put a couple of tags, a good title for the note, and then next time you need it, it's there. And the AI could use it, and you can reuse it 1,000 more times. And if you don't like how the first conversation ends, you can have 10 more conversations starting from this particular note. And
Yeah. That's a total game
it's
changer.
super cool.
My flow started because I'm writing a couple of books. I'm not able to write. I can write, but I should have been a doctor. My writing is terrible. My hands don't work as fast as my mind works. It's like I'm always braked, always have the brakes on. So I decided what I'd do is I'd take my stories and I'd just talk them into ChatGPT initially, as it was, and then to Claude. And I was like, okay, so here's the story. And after I've spoken four or five stories in, I said, okay, now I want you to get my voice so you can always write in my voice. Make me a skill so we can write in my voice. Yeah. And then I'd get to interview me in case I missed anything. I said, I want to remember the emotional times. I want to remember these key pieces. Yeah. And I said, okay, now build me a Notion database with a story bank in it. right? I have 35 stories in my story bank. So now every time I go anywhere, I'm like, okay, I have a story bank. Yeah. And then Claude got really good recently, and you can connect your NA10. So NA10 is like Zapier.com. And you can connect your NA10 to Claude. So I connected, I said, I need to make these workflows where I'm about going and post on social media. Okay. I've got all these stories in there, right? I need to know my ICP is a business owner. He's a little bit stressed out. He's trying to save time. He's trying to save effort. Go and look at my stories and tell me which ones work to go into.
Yeah.
So now the Claude, because you're working in this brand new Claude every day, it's not going trying to look across your different threads. It's going somewhere where you've already said, this is it. This is what I'm working with. Right? And then it's okay. Off you go. Yeah. Connect onto my LinkedIn. I want to share 3 posts a day from LinkedIn, and I want to go back into Notion. I have a tick box in there so I can read them, make sure it sounds exactly like me. And I said those things, it was my story. Tick the box and off it goes. And such a game changer to be able to see where the world is going to. Right?
Yeah, for example, Notion is like the glue for all these different apps that you want or you need to use, right? Because with the AI, you can have multiple conversations, and then the problem is find that paragraph or find that idea from 3 months ago.
Yeah.
I don't remember the name of the conversation. And maybe I'm on a spree, I don't know, conversational spree with the AI. In a single day, I have 8 or 10 different conversations. And I remember the day, but I don't remember the exact conversation with that particular point. I know I have this, but I don't remember where. So now every time I have an aha moment talking to the AI, save this to my Notion in this database and put this title, blah, 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 and it's there.
I mean, I went one stage further than that because now I've got my structure of my book. And I know roughly what it's going to look like. And I said to the Claude, I'm going to tell you a story. This morning I did another one. And this morning's one was about business owners. And we suffer from loneliness. Business owners are lonely. It's a lonely job, right? People will look at this and say, how can it be lonely? You've got all those people around you, but you don't have connection, right? And nobody else understands. You can't talk to your staff. You can't talk to your wife. You can't talk to your friends, because you've spoken to them all before and they're bored of you now, right?
Yeah.
So I had this concept this morning and I was like, okay, I'm going to talk the story in, ask me the question, do what you need to do. Let's get that out correctly. So I was like, okay, now I want you to go to my story bank and I want you to see in the chapters of the book, where would this fit? And I want you to tag the various things I'm talking about. So Claude was smart enough to look at it and say, ah, I think this could fit into chapter 6 about relationships, or could fit into chapter 3 or chapter 10. Yeah, where do you want to put it? Yeah. So now you're just making these really informed decisions with your data.
Yeah.
So it's super cool.
And it's time saving, mentally healthy, because you could go crazy trying to feed new information into an almost finished book, try to fit a new story in there.
Yeah, for sure, yeah.
So you get your story out the moment you were inspired,
yeah,
and you just ask your personal assistant, fit this new story, because this story is really good, and I know there is a right place to fit this new story into the entire book.
Yeah.
And you don't have to read the entire book. You don't have to spend a week pulling your hair out, trying to figure out if it should be the chapter 4 or the chapter 8. And it's really helpful. I understand these people that don't like AI because it's going to try jobs and replace I don't know how many people. But I think that it will create new jobs, and we will see another way to work.
One of my problems in life, you said your assistant, And that just reminded me, yeah, I'm a nightmare to work with. I'll work longer hours. I'll be thinking about four things at once. And I've tried to have a good executive assistant before, right? And it's never worked. They've all left. They're like, I can't deal with you, or you're too crazy, right? So I'm like, okay. But now with the Notion and Claude or whichever workflow that I'm working, I don't need to change my workflow. Busy in my day, and I'm like, I've got an idea. Claude, I need to put another automation in to do this job. Can you put it in my automation to-do list? And off it goes. It's done. Yeah. Where beforehand, I might have to say, hey, Mary, can you remember if she was keeping up with me? Then she would say, okay, which project was it on? Where do we do that? How do we do that? But I'd still need to break my workflow. Right? And she'd need to be sitting right next to me and paying attention. This for me was just so powerful. I do so much more now every hour of every day because of that.
Yeah, I totally feel you. I'm a different kind of crazy, but when I have an inspired day, maybe I have 15, 20 ideas in a single day, and then the rest of the month I go totally dry. I'm not an idea,
Sometimes I wish.
but the day hits hard, and I wake up in the morning. I have five ideas. I need to do this. I need to explore this other service that I'm going to give. I need to create the templates for this and that and whatever. And I need to create content for this. And I have a good idea for an article. And that day is overwhelming.
Yeah, that's the perfect word, overwhelming, right?
Yeah. And then I can focus the rest of the month developing these ideas that I have this day, right? And I can ask, before the AI, it was very frustrating because everything needed too much time to develop, to come to an end. And now you have 20 ideas, maybe you don't finish the 20 projects in the same day, but you can finish the 20 in a reasonable time span, like.
And you have this thinking partner, right? I like to think of AI as my thinking partner. I'm the thought leader, the thought partner, right? And when you have this idea, I've had some terrible ideas, right? And you're like, okay, so I've got this idea. This is the marketing I want to do. This is where I want to go and sell it. I want you to think about everything I'm missing here. I want you to help me understand the opportunities I'm missing, the pitfalls I'm missing, and let the AI feed it back to me. And sometimes it's, ooh, maybe I'll just scrap that idea. I love what you said. People are worried about AI. More and more, I think it's people that aren't using it in the right way. If you give away your thought ownership, if you give away your role, AI is a 60% tool. It's a 60% tool and it can do 60% of the job. But that 60% of the job is the one that takes us 80% of the time because it's the stuff we don't love doing. Have you heard of that book, Who Not How? There's a book called Who Not How. Amazing book. And when you're doing this on this journey of entrepreneurship, you're first of all starting by yourself. Okay. And then maybe you'll get two people and five people and 10 people. And you're finding your who's. Who should do this? Who should do this? Who should do this? And you're getting the people. Yeah, I'm an ideas person. I'll get it off the ground, but I'm not an operations person. Yeah, that's somebody else's job. The operations person I need to find is my who. AI is such a powerful who. If you use it properly, it can do so many things.
Could be so many who's.
It's a massive who. I'm busy exiting my IT companies. I've got three IT companies, and I'm focusing on this business. I've done this project with SEO and GEO. I know SEO well enough to understand that I would need to go and hire four very expensive people in different fields: SEO, GEO, user experience, CRO, custom conversion rate optimization. I need to hire all of these people to do this job properly. Now I'm like, okay, create me a database. I want an SEO database. I want a GEO database. I want a CRO database. I want a user experience database. Now go and find the best people in the world that are doing that and find me the systems they use to do that and give me a couple of options. So now I'm thinking outside my brain. I don't need to have these skills anymore. The information is now becoming much more beforehand. We'd have to go in, we'd have to go and take a course and watch some videos. We'd have to learn the stuff. We'd get all this information in. And now the brain's fuller again. Right? And then you'd come off the course, you'd wait for 3 weeks or 3 months, and then you're going to pick it up again. You're going to have to learn it again. And those days are gone, right? You just don't need to be there anymore.
Like I said, it's good in a sense, and it's bad in another sense. You were telling about SEO. I always had this problem with the copywriting because English, obviously, is not my first language. It's my third. Trying to reach out to an English-speaking audience, I can speak and I can read and I can write in English, right? But I cannot communicate like a copywriter. And maybe I have the best service or the best product in the market, but I cannot communicate it to the audience because I don't even live in the UK or in the US to know jargon. So I'm stuck with the things that I learned in high school and in college. I can pass an English exam, but I don't know the day-to-day how people speak English in London or in New York or in LA. And I always sounded...
That's Spanish guy.
Oh, exactly. And one of the first things that I created with AI was a copywriter. And since then, I never, ever wrote a single copy ever again. And it's super refreshing. And why should I hire a copywriter? There are tons of top level copywriters out there. Maybe I don't even have the money to hire them. So the problem is not that I don't want to hire a human copywriter because I think that they don't do a better job than the AI. It's a money problem, right? So since I get there to be able to pay them, I'm fine with the AI doing the job.
You raise a very valid point here. When I go through, there's things that AI does well and there's things that AI doesn't do well. And I call it keep bringing the human in, making sure, what are the things we do as humans very well? Right? Yeah, visually, we're really good. And language stuff, we're really good. The nuance, we're really good. And those things AI is never going to catch up on. But there's certain things it's getting better at, for sure. But that piece of emotion that you bring into a story, right? Yeah, AI can't, you can tell it to be emotional, but it's not going to really connect with people at that level. And so this is the opportunity that we've got. How do we become more human by doing less of the stuff we don't want to do and then focus on the stuff that we do best, right? Building connections, understanding other people's problems, trying to help in an authentic way, being vulnerable. All of these type of things are things that AI is not going to pick up on. You have to, the output is still better, right? And the output that, if you feed that into it and say, I want you to help me really tell the story. I want you to understand how I was feeling when I was doing it. I want you to ask me questions about the main emotional points. And then I want you to help me craft it. And this is about communication. And for me, AI has helped me communicate so much better. Because when I started 3 years ago, or whatever it was, and I was talking into ChatGPT at the time, I was talking like I talked to everybody else. And I was like, okay, I talk too fast, I mumble, I'm not that clear. People will just say, yeah. Right? But you can't get away with that with AI, right? You have to be clear. You have to be concise. What's the context of what you're talking about? Who's the audience for? Right? What are your requirements? How do we execute it? The care framework. After I realized that I was talking badly to AI, I started thinking, how is everybody else taking this? If that's what I'm talking to AI about, I need to think about this from the other point of view. Yeah. It's helped me communicate better. You're right. What I want to do is communicate with my audience in a way that they can understand my message. And if that means I need to use AI to do that better, wow, what an amazing opportunity.
And the same for other things. My particular case, it was communicating through copy Facebook posts and Twitter threads and things like that. Another person could have a totally different problem. They speak really good English. They live in England or in the US, so they don't have the copywriting problem. They may have a financial problem and don't want to learn economics or study business. Or they need to hire someone, but they don't want the burden of hiring and HR. So you just ask AI, I'm looking to fill this job position in my company. What are the skills that I should be looking for? What questions should I make in the interview?
Or even you can say, look, I want you to be an HR specialist. I have no idea what to ask. What should I be asking? And it'll come back with the whole, oh, I don't like that. I don't like this. Why did you ask that question? And suddenly you step forward. So, yeah. But before we close off, what are some of the strangest uses you've seen with Notion and Claude?
I've seen some.
I'm sure.
Yeah, some. But most of them related to these constraints things that we talked at the beginning. People just giving the AI full freedom to do whatever it wants and not leading the conversation. Just, I assume, because I never had the chance to read the initial prompt, but I assume that it was something like, I have this business and I need a Notion system to be organized and productive everywhere, every day.
Yeah.
And Claude went crazy. I'm not saying that it does a bad job. Maybe it does a job for an entire team or for a team with 20 years of experience in the job. And since you created your business a month ago, your lack of experience, your lack of workforce, because you don't have 20 people in your team yet, and you have a super system in Notion that you cannot use because it's too complex to your current stage. And yeah, things like that. I cannot talk specifics, but for example, from some people that were doing their business in their heads, everything through phone calls and WhatsApps and occasional email, and they wanted to build a system in Notion so they could hire more people and then come to Spain on vacation 6 months a year, right? But they needed to build the system first. And from note-taking in real paper and some WhatsApps and phone calls, Claude come with databases with 60-something properties. And it's absolutely crazy because there is no way in this world they are going to adopt this new system because it's alien. It's from the outer space. It makes no sense to them.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe it's a super system, and of course, with 60-something properties, it's complete. It's like the perfect cycle. But they are not going to fill 60 properties every time they have a client.
For sure, yeah.
No way.
Thank you for that, David. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been amazing chatting to you and really good insights. How can people get hold of you if they need to?
I have a website, notionstore.com. You can find my socials in there.
I'll also share everything on you. I'll send you my Notion link so you can fill it all in.
Okay.
And then it'll automate into my podcast. Thank you very much for joining me. It's been a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you so much for inviting me. A pleasure to be here.
Thanks for listening to Power Movers, the podcast from All the Power, where our mission is to help business owners reclaim their time, reset their energy, and live the life they love. If this episode sparked something for you, your next step is simple. Take the fit check, at allthepower.co.uk. It's a short clarity tool that helps you see where you are, what's getting in the way, and what might be possible if you have the right system. When you're ready, come and join the tribe. Power Movers start with our signature framework called Elevate 360, a system built to help you escape survival mode, create structure, and move forward with power. Just remember, everything we share here is based on real stories, experience, and frameworks. It's not personal business advice. Always speak to a coach or advisor before making big decisions. Because in the end, it's about more than business. It's about building a life that you actually love. I'm Roy Castleman, and I'll see you in the next episode.